Welcome, everybody, to the Believer's Voice of Victory broadcast. For those of you that don't know, I'm Kenneth Copeland, and this is a time we're spending learning how the Holy Spirit of God manifests Himself. So let's go back over there to the 8th chapter of Romans again. I want to get into that area of intercession, and then we'll go back to the 12th chapter of 1 Corinthians. And we'll back up here and go into the 22nd verse. For we know that the whole creation groans and travails in pain together until now. Not only they, but ourselves also, which have the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, waiting for the adoption to know the redemption of our body. Hallelujah. This case we live in is a problem. And I go back. I made a mention that people that just follow their passions get in trouble. Well, I had two passions. One of them was the entertainment business because of my music, and the other was flying. I wanted both of those. And I found out if I could sing, I could get anything I wanted. That came very early on. I realized it when I was in the 6th grade at Fair Park Elementary School in Abilene, Texas. My teacher, who's a good friend of my mother's, in upstairs we had a music room with a little stage on it and stuff. And she just came and said, "You come with me." I go, "Oh no." Well, we went past Mr. Anthony's office. He's the principal. And I can tell she's taking me home. Oh no. She walked in there, sat down at the piano, turned around at me and said, "Now sing." So I did. She turned to my mother and said, "Vanetta, did you know he could do that?" She said, "Well, yeah." It was there all my life. And I realized early on that I could sing my way into something and then make it work out after I got in there. I won't go on with that, but it's wonder I didn't come to a bad end. I was headed in that direction. Anyway, that was my passion, was to sing or fly, and both. Now come back to this. Here we are in the 8th chapter of Romans again. Are you there? In the 26th verse, likewise, the Spirit also takes hold together with us against our infirmities, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought. Now, I heard Bishop Keith Butler teach on this. Whew. You know, and he said things, and I think, man, I wish I'd thought of that. That is really good. That's the reason we need to pay attention to one another, particularly men like that. And we just know so little. But the Spirit of God, now let's read on down here. The Spirit Himself maketh intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Groanings, groaning in the Spirit. Jesus came up to the tomb of Lazarus and He groaned in the Spirit and He said, "Father, I know You always hear me." Glory to God. Amen. He groaned in the Spirit. with groanings which cannot be uttered. And he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. Now, you come over there and you begin to pray in the Spirit. You begin to pray in other tongues. You move over into that supernatural area. I can't tell you, well, over the years, just tens of thousands of times, I guess, that just move over there and say, Lord, I'm praying about this in the Spirit, and I know I'm praying the will of God, and I expect for you to reveal it to me. I also know that you can't move in the earth without someone ask you to do it, because you turn this earth over to mankind. So if you need something asked in the Spirit, use me to do it. And just move over there and stay there and just stay there till you get a release out of it and then go on with it. Brother Oral Roberts would pray in the Spirit. He would pray that way until the interpretation would come on what he prayed. And that's the way the Lord gave him the plans for Oral Roberts University. Now, Richard told me they would go over there. There was a family that owned all that property. And the Lord pointed that property out there on South Lewis Street there in Tulsa. And he began to pray over it. And people would say, well, it's not for sale. He said, yes, it is. They just don't know it yet. Richard said he would just stand out there under a tree and just pray in tongues and pray in tongues and pray in tongues. And then the Lord would say something to him and he'd start writing things down. And he said, we went out there over and over and over and over and over again and over again. And the family finally decided they wanted to sell that property. And that's where ORRU sits today. He received, and then he told others what it was supposed to look like. And he said, now the first structure here will be the prayer tower. Number one. He said, because that's where we'll pray. Prayer is essential here. The prayer tower is first. And he would go up there in that prayer tower and just pray and pray and pray. And he got the design of the buildings. Then he told me one time, he said, I miss God on that chapel. He said, I can't expand that thing in any direction. And he said, it needs to be larger. Well, that's pretty good, you know, just only on one of them. Amen. Anybody can do that. I said, anyone can do that. And hear the voice of the Spirit. I heard the Lord say, I heard him coming to you from the revival capital of the world. I heard it audibly. I was flying solo that night. I looked down at my audio panel to see what that was all about. And then I just rolled it over on the Lord and I said, well, okay. Well, then Damon Adams said, there's some property out there in Northwest Fort Worth you need to look at. Well, I came out here and when I step my feet on. He said, this is the revival capital of the world, and you're going to build it. And I thought, what on earth with? I didn't know how much property there was. So, and the Lord said, you won't say anything about this. Other people will. So then I told Pastor George about it. I told him what had happened. And of course, he cataloged it and wrote down the date and everything. And I prayed in the Spirit about it. Just kept praying in the Spirit. And then the Lord, it came up on the inside of me, praying in the Spirit, it's time. Find out who owns it. Well, it was time. I kept praying in the Spirit. Still, one Sunday morning, a woman came in, a woman and her husband, I believe it's from Phoenix, Arizona. She had a dream that she and her husband were supposed to come to EMIC. Well, so she looked up where that was. And she came up to him and said, does a revival capital of the world mean anything to you? He said, yes, it does. Then and only then did we begin to mention it to other people. So it was one prayer process at a time. Well, when I was praying about it, I didn't know how to pray about it as I ought. And then when I prayed, and I prayed and just kept praying, and kept praying, and kept praying in the Spirit. And I heard the Lord say, go see Mr. Pewitt and tell him I have need of that property. Well, you remember the man with the pitcher? The Lord has need of that upper room. The Lord has need of that colt upon no one has ever ridden before. That's where I got that. And I got it praying in the Spirit. So, and that's the first thing I said. And he took a while and he said, well, it's for sale. I didn't realize until later, the moment I said that, that day he started making a plan to put this into our hands. Oh, glory to God. Can you see it? Yeah. You see where I'm going with this? Now, he that searches the heart knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And we know that all things work together. All things work together for good. I guess there's just some reason for this. Well, there's a reason for everything. God's mysterious ways. This is not a mystery. It is written. We know that all things work together for good to them that love God, to them who are called according to His purpose. Don't stop reading. For whom He did foreknow, He also did predestinate to be conformed to the image of His Son, that He might be the firstborn among many brethren. Glory to God. Under the law and the prophets, the firstborn was the heir. But look at that. We all have firstborn status because we're in Christ Jesus. Moreover, whom he did predestinate, them he also called, and whom he called, them he also justified. Whom he justified, them also he glorified. What shall we say then to these things? If God be for us, who can be against us? Glory to God. That's victory written all over that. We win. Hallelujah. But all this comes about by spending time here. Going back over it again, going back over it again. Underlining certain things, making such marks. I drew a line from the 26th verse, intercession, up to the 34th verse. Who is he that condemneth? It is Christ that died, yea, rather, that is risen again, who is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. Jesus is praying for us every day. What's the big problem? Not receiving it. That's the big problem. Not knowing that that's true. Whoo, glory to God. Preach me happy. Hallelujah. He is interceding for us every day. And we have firstborn status. We are joint heirs with Christ Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Glory to God forevermore. That puts us in a special place. And remind the devil of it. Praise God. I'm a joint heir to Christ. Now, let's talk about your future, Hoss. I'll read about a lake of fire that you're going to wind up in, and you can't get out. You blew it a long time ago because of your pride. Hallelujah. Just remind him of it. Now you take your hands off of me. I belong to the firstborn. And I'm my Father. My heavenly Father. The Father of Jesus is my Father. Our Father, which art in heaven. Jesus didn't pray, my Father. He said, pray, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Glory to God. So, this is an election year. If you don't vote, shut up. You don't have a gripe coming. We vote around here. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. And you vote this book. Well, I don't like this and I don't like that, so I'm just not going to vote. Well, you just voted for the wrong one when you do that. If you get tired of hearing that, you're not going to listen to me because I'm going to keep harping on it from not just this election year. There are elections that go on all the time. Amen. So, and born-again Christians have a terrible voting record. Well, I just don't want to get involved in politics. You'll answer for it. Because the government sits on Jesus' shoulders. Anyway, so here we are. Now, you just have to keep reading. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation? No. Distress? No. Persecution? No. Famine? No. Nakedness? No. Peril? No. Sword? No. As it is written, for thy sake we're killed all the day long. We are counted as sheep for the slaughter. No, in all these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. My Lord. Hallelujah. More than conquerors. Now, I was trying to come up with a way to, you know, to express what more than a conqueror is. And I heard someone that I haven't figured out any way to improve it. I mean, here's a guy, goes 15 rounds and wins. Got the whole purse. Heavyweight champion of the world. And they give him however many thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars. And he takes his check, and he's got his face is all swelled up and everything. He comes in and says, "Oh, baby, here's our money." She's more than a conqueror. She's married to a fighter. Amen. But that's what he should have done. Praise God. And put him to bed, you know, where he doesn't have to get up for about a month. She's more than a conqueror. No, in Christ Jesus, we are more than conquerors because we're eternal. We are eternal. And the moment we accepted Jesus as our Lord and Savior, glory to God, our destiny changed forever. Our names in the Lamb's Book of Life. And our future is bright and gets brighter and brighter every day. And we need to stay in this book. And thank you, Jesus. I get in there and I want to just keep going. But we need to get back over here. Now, we took care of the fruit of the Spirit. And if you hold on, if you go into that sixth chapter of the book of Galatians, it deals with conduct and so forth. If a man be overtaken in a fault, you which are spiritual, restore him. You that are spiritual, restore him. Instead of talking bad about him, restore him. And bear ye one another's burdens, so fulfill the law of Christ. What is that? Love your neighbor as yourself. Now, let's go back over here where we were. Once you move through these manifestations, as we continue, how much time do I have now? Ooh, just enough to introduce this. We need to continue in that chapter. If the foot shall say, because I'm not the hand, I'm not of the body, you're going to find out in this an eternal truth that will absolutely, oh, be wonderful. And I'll tell you about it tomorrow. Amen. We'll be back in just a moment. Thank you, Jesus.
The prayer of the believer isn't a one-way monologue. It's an intimate fellowshipping with your Heavenly Father that takes hold of the promises He's given you. Get Kenneth Copeland's book, Prayer, Your Foundation for Success, and help transform your prayer life to see results every time. God is as ready and willing to answer your prayers as He was Jesus. When you pray according to His word, your circumstances change. Your prayers will turn sickness into health, poverty to abundance, and sorrow to joy. Discover the different types of biblical prayer and the weapons of your warfare so you can use them to walk in victory. He's given you authority in Christ. Learn to pray in faith from that place of authority and access all of heaven's resources. You can have a fruitful prayer life with every hindrance to receiving removed and walk in the success God has for you. Prayer, Your Foundation for Success is a valuable resource from Kenneth Copeland Ministries that will bring you into fellowship with God while building a deeper, stronger faith and trust in His ability to work in your life. Go to kcm.org.uk/TV special or call 01-225-787-310. Free offer good for 30 days. Postage charges may apply. Contact your regional office today.
We walk by faith when times are good. We walk by faith when times are terrible. No person that lives by faith has to change his or her lifestyle because of the time.
Join us for the Branson Victory Campaign with Kenneth Copeland and Jerry Savelle, April 4th through the 6th. Register at kcm.org/Branson today.
Hello, I'm Larry Warren. Romans 8, 37 through 39 is a picture of who we are in Christ Jesus. Amid all things, we're more than conquerors and gain a surpassing victory through Him who loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death nor life, angels nor principalities, nor things impending and threatening, nor things to come, nor powers, nor height, nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Christ Jesus our Lord. Those verses of Scripture tells us, despite all the things that are happening around us, we have overwhelming victory through Christ who loves us, and we cannot be separated from the love of God. God intended for you to be an overcomer and successful in all the things He's called you to do. But it's your choice to confess and believe that changes your destiny. It's when you confess that Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised Him from the dead that you will be saved. Pray with me to ask Jesus to be the Lord and Savior of your life. Lord, I confess my sins before you. I turn my life over completely. Take over and be the Lord of my life. I receive you as my Savior. I receive your Holy Spirit. I receive my new language. Thank you that I'm born again. Amen. Praise God, you're born again. Your spirit is alive unto Christ, and heaven is your home. Now, to help you learn more about who you are in Christ and what belongs to you as a child of God, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to send you the Salvation Package. It includes a book called He Did It All For You and some information to help you start reading and studying your Bible. Jesus paid the full price for you to live a victorious life in Him. So take hold of the exceeding great and precious promises He has for you. Now, to receive your free copy of the Salvation Package, go to kcm.org.
Pastors and teachers preach and teach these things. What you preach is what your congregation will do. And so study it. Study it. Don't just jump up if you haven't taught it before. Get in there and pray. Pray, pray, pray. Pray for a year if it takes it. But you get these things in operation in your church. We'll see you again tomorrow. Until then, this is Kenneth Copeland and our class. We're reminding you once again that God loves you and we love you and Jesus is Lord. Give Him honor and praise. Hallelujah.
If you receive Jesus as Lord and Savior of your life, Kenneth and Gloria Copeland want to welcome you to the family of God. They have a gift for you called the Salvation Package to help you understand more about your new life in Christ. Email us at partners@kcm.org.uk and receive your free Salvation Package.